Hello and welcome to the Urban Irma. This week's blog, Surrounded by Spandex, my first 5K run. I'm a comedian, a writer, and an actress. I'm no stranger to weird, but when I showed up for my very first ever 5K run, it was clear that the running community has completely outweirded all of us. There was a young lady who showed up to run wearing a neon pink tutu. I felt underdressed. I wanted to ask her, "Hey, what's up with the tutu?" But I was afraid she'd give me a perfectly plausible answer that would push me way closer to weird than I wanted to be. A casual observation revealed that being a very serious runner involves wearing a lot of spandex. I wasn't sure if I'd shown up for a run or a casting call for Flashdance. I'm no spandex zoning expert, but I'm reasonably sure these folks were way over the legal limit. Clearly, I'm not a serious runner. No tutu, no spandex. What the hell was I doing at a 5K run? To be honest, what I do is less than running but more than walking. On a good day, you can call it jogging. On a bad day, it's agitated shuffling. The main reason I began running is because of my husband. Last year, he had a heart attack scare. It turned out to just be a torn ribcage muscle from epic amounts of snow shoveling, but apparently, staring a casket in the face was the impetus he needed to finally get in shape. Under the guidance of a personal trainer, he's been swimming, golfing, lifting, and toning. He's lost a significant amount of weight, and I'm more proud of him than words can say. Then one day he texted me and said he wanted to start running. "Great," I texted back. Then he said, "Do you want to run with me?" "Hell no," I thought. "I hate running. I got an F in my high school track and field gym class. Running is not an activity one does for fun. It's what you do when you need to employ the latter half of the fight or flight response." For the past 3 years, my preferred workout has been mixed martial arts. For 6, sometimes 8 hours a week, I was taking classes in kickboxing and submission grappling. I loved it. There's nothing like knowing how to kick a little ass or how to defend your own should flight not be an option. However, this past year, a heavy comedy tour schedule has made regular training impossible. And truth be told, as fun as it was, after 3 years, I was tired of hitting people. I was also tired of getting hit. If I wanted to stay in shape, though, I needed a workout I could do anywhere, and although I was loath to admit it, running seemed to fit the bill. So, to my husband's amazement and mine, I texted back, "Yes, I'll run with you." 6 months later, we were at our first run, thanks to the Couch to 5K program, which incidentally didn't mention anything about spandex or pink tutus. My training consisted of running on a local track and on the treadmill at the gym when the weather was too cold. This did not prepare me for running in Prospect Park with uneven ground and hills. If I had known about the hills ahead of time, I might not have signed up. Now, the treadmill at the gym has a handy-dandy incline button. I used it once, by accident, I'm sure. I didn't like it. I turned it off and never used it again. But you can't turn off nature. The thing is, I didn't even see the hill coming. I was jogging along, enjoying the scenery, and then gradually became aware that my calves were on fire. I looked and saw a hill sloping upward to infinity. Where are those damn pedicabs when you need one? I'm not a serious runner. Pride is not an issue. I would have jumped in the cab and said, "To the top, my good man." I thought going downhill would be easier, and in a way it was. Instead of praying for death, I prayed for a medically induced coma. Going downhill engages a slightly different set of muscles that, from the feel of it, would rather have remained anonymous. Those muscles weren't interested in doing a 5K. They wanted to get back on the couch. Perhaps then it was no coincidence that this 5K was for the benefit of NYU's physical therapy research. Thanks to the hill, I might need to avail myself of their services. So, no one was more shocked than me when I looked up and saw two young ladies holding a 3-mile sign yelling, "You're almost there!" "I am?" I crossed the finish line at 42 minutes and 43 seconds. I felt exhilarated. I felt like I could do anything. Well, almost anything. Now I have to do my taxes. I'd rather run. And if I don't do my taxes, I'll have to. The only thing more exciting than finishing my first 5K was the unexpected post-run bagel buffet, t-shirt, and goodie bag. I didn't know we got food and parting gifts. Sweet! The pain in my hips, calves, and feet notwithstanding, I can't wait for the next run. Maybe that goodie bag will have a tutu in it. Thanks for listening to The Urban Irma with music by Groove Lily. To read and hear more, go to theurbanirma.com. And remember, if you don't sweat the small stuff will sweat you.